Campbell's comments, catching up with the great trotting man, Duncan McPherson. Welcome, Duncan, back to Campbell's comments, mate.
Great to see you, Paul, and every day's a great day, mate. And we are hot to trot at Aldebaran Park, as you well know.
Fresh is best and hot to trot. Fresh is best, I can tell you. I've got the jacket on because I've got to do something with my office over winter. It's very chilly in here. Winter has struck a little bit quicker than we were hoping, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a good time of the year too. I mean, we're weaning and we're doing all the sorts of things around the farm we've never had a chance to do. And whether it's our farm or other great breeding establishments around Australia and New Zealand, it's time for a bit of reconnaissance and get ready for the next upcoming season, which I'm sure, you know, 21-22 is an exciting time in the Southern Hemisphere.
Aldebaran Park Trotters Cup. It's a Group 3 event. We might have to try and push that up at least to a Group 2. If anyone at HRV is listening, we'll just go from there. I've had a long association with Bendigo over the years. Unfortunately, I won't be there tomorrow night, so I thought we might just do a little bit of a chat promoting this great night, your great sponsorship with Bendigo, and it's a continued sponsorship. Yeah. You've been a long-time sponsor of Bendigo, and you keep putting in through the Lang Dynasty Knights as well as the Murray Mile, and you're a major sponsor. But this is a time-honoured event. I was just looking at a few of the previous winners prior on the honours list and all the rest. It's a time-honoured event, the Bendigo Trotters Cup.
Oh, I think if you can, I stand to be corrected, but I think it's the 49th running of the Trotters Cup, and it's probably one of the longest Trotters Cups that's been going around, apart from some clubs that may have had to close due to and are now defunct. But I think 49 years of running a Trotters Cup in the Southern Hemisphere is credit where credit's due. And we have absolute pleasure in, as you've alluded to, sponsoring Bendigo. I've always enjoyed the relationship. They're a progressive club. It's a brilliant track. It's a time speed track. We had the Mayor's Time Trial Series, we took it to Bendigo. It's in the centre of Victoria. It's accessible to everybody. And I think it's a testament to the club that they've got, I think, 12 races tomorrow night, Paul. And that just goes to show that you plonk yourself in the middle of the state, you create an opportunity for owners, trainers and drivers and participants, and the world will come to you. And credit to Eric Hendricks and his great team and the committee at Bendigo.
I'm not on that committee anymore. A lot of people might think I am. I wish I was. I just don't have the time. We are recording this one rather late on a Thursday night. That's generally what happens. There's four trot races on this meeting, Duncan. 2 years ago, you were flat out getting two trot meetings when you had, like, apart from the All Trotters days and all the rest, and we spoke at length, you and I. But it must be just great that you're going to the Bendigo Trotters Cup, you know, and it's starting to get a bit fresh. But there are four trot races, and there's some good trot races, some good three-year-old trotting races. The three-year-old filly of Johnny Keldo's is going terrific a little bit later in the night. It's great to have all these trot races on.
And I think that it's a sign of the shift that we've tried to push forward into internationalise and globalise our sport. I mean, I can say that you know, Bendigo, absolutely sensational, four trot races. There's five trot races at Menangle on Tuesday. The two-year-old foundation series is the Heat 1, Heat 2. There's one horse that's had two starts, which was down here with Chris Finozio. But there's 13 maiden trotters in New South Wales, or 12 or 13, I'll stand to be corrected. But going around in as first starters in New South Wales. And then we go to Globe Derby on Saturday night, and there's a couple of trot races there on Saturday night, and you've got horses that have won their last three starts, such as Messiah, who was with Johnny Caldo, but we've sent Aldebaran and Alyssa over, and I mean, you start looking at the calibre of the horses that are even impregnating the race fields in South Australia, and seriously, we need to credit to the trainers, the drivers, the owners, and the breeders, that there's no doubt that the trotters are on the move in the Southern Hemisphere, particularly with Victoria, the Big B, and credit to Harness Racing Victoria and Dale Brown and the board. They're promoting the trotter, and I think that if we look at trotting numbers and herd numbers when we get to the end of the breeding season, I think that you'll see some outstanding results with respect to the number of trotters that are being bred. And I mean, we can speak personally. I mean, Aldebaran Eagle was in mid-30s, but Sky Valley hit 100 for the first time in his stallion life, and that is testament not only to the direction of trotting promoted by Harness Racing Victoria with Vic Bred Pure and the bonuses that are available, but I think it's a testament to the breeders that that prepared to back an industry that's having a crack, and we can see a way forward after many years of questioning where our industry might be going.
I think it's exciting, and I've got a couple of things to bring up, you know, about where the trotting gate is going. I just want to stay quickly onto, well, not quickly, because you and I can talk for as long as we want, but we said we're not going to talk for an hour, but you and I possibly, no, we possibly could do that. Aldebaran Park, Bendigo Trotters Cup. You said there before about Sky Valley serving over 100 horses.
Yeah.
He's potentially, hopefully, fingers crossed for all connections and everyone involved, that he's going to have one of his best sons break the $1 million barrier mark. We believe it won't be the first Australasian, but it may be the first Australian time that a Colonial Stallion has done that. Someone watching this will correct us if we're wrong, but we couldn't really think of an Australian horse that raced in Australia, done his racing career and then went and stood at stud, and now one of his sons is going to break that $1 million mark. You must be extremely proud of that. Not just as a trotting purist, just as a person that has raced a horse, bought him as a stallion, pacer or trotter, and to have this record almost there, you must be a really proud man.
I am, and I know I spent some time with Jim Connolly today, who was the purchaser of Sky Valley, along with Chris Lang's advice over in Auckland in New Zealand when they bought the horse. At that point in time, he was the highest price yearling purchase in the Southern Hemisphere. I think he was mid 70,000s in those days. And then to race him, he won 326 and went 56 and a bit without shoes, and was a magnificent animal on the track. And his deeds off the track are underestimated from a percentage point of view on what he's been able to do and achieve. He's never had the best book of brood mares. But I can assure you he's making his mark. And when we look at the sales results from the recent Nutrient sale, where Aldebaran Eve, who's the Sky Valley, her Love You sold for 66,000. You look at Gypsy Flair and her foal sold for 50,000. He's already got Belmac, a couple of horses in South Australia. So I think that the legacy of Sky Valley is going to live long past his current deeds on the track with his great son Tornado Valley. But I think as a broodmare sire, we're going to see a horse who undoubtedly is going to leave an indelible mark on the breeding industry in Australia. To say that we're proud at Aldebaran Park, we took a punt when we bought him. Jim Connolly entrusted us to him, to the farm, and we've done everything we can to promote him, and I guess his deeds are finally starting to be recognised with his 100-plus serves last year. The industry need to support their Colonial Stallions, and as we've seen at the last Nutrient sale, when Alabar made a fantastic purchase of a potential stallion in the Southern Hemisphere, we need to invest in our own area and our own backyard. And Sky Valley and other potential investors are starting to understand that we can produce as good of horses as anywhere in the world, and why wouldn't we take them on?
We certainly can. Tornado Valley, he could be the best. He could have took on the world. I mean, he's actually got sparkling success alongside of him. Yeah. Two horses you would have loved to have been able to travel and take on the world with. Sparkling success, unfortunately, because of injury, didn't get to go. Tornado Valley doesn't travel. And he doesn't. Yeah. Anyone that gets a chance to see him at Bendigo when he first comes off the float, he hates being on the float. Bendigo is nearly as far as he goes to race nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing how good this horse potentially could have been able to go to Menangle. You said about Menangle. Imagine the time he could have run at Menangle when he was low flying as well. Like he is that X factor horse. And you say about Sky Valley finally getting 100 horses. It's unbelievable because he stands for $2,000 or $2,500. I mean, I couldn't believe, in a way I can believe it, because a lot of people don't breed the trotters, but it just seems weird that a horse with a record like what he's got, and he finally cracks 100 horses.
There's a number of things to respond to all that. I'll start with sparkling success for a moment. I mean, as you well know, we sponsored Mary Time to go to the Elite Lot. She got a Redley Express bowl on the ground. It made national news in Sweden. I have regular Zoom hookups with Johan Hallander at Manhamister Terry, with Pasi Aoki, the trainer, in-house trainer up there, and Torben Janssen is now training the babies up there. So there's a massive connection because Torben came down here and won the International Drivers Race at Moonee Valley when we were racing there. So our connection in Aldebaran Park, HV Sweden, is thriving. They're watching what we're doing in the Southern Hemisphere. And one of the opportunities we had was to sponsor Maori Time, but we also took on the sponsorship of Sparkling Success to go to Yonkers. And Johnny Mead, the horse didn't go, but John Mead and Mary and Chris Venosio, we all went over to Kentucky and had a great time and established long-standing and long-serving relationships. So, and that all came out of the racing at Bendigo, and we thank Bendigo for their sponsorship. To Norm Jenkin and to Kate and Andy, to train, own, and race a horse in the Southern Hemisphere as a trotter that can win $1 million is an outstanding feat. It's a bit like can Lance Franklin kick 1,000 goals? I mean, the question is how do we get there and how do we do it? And what that horse did during the Great Southern Star Carnival was unheralded and unsurpassed. Yeah, and may go down in history as one of the greatest training feats and horse feats in the last decade or the last 20 years or whatever it may be. He is a super animal. And I just think we need to understand that we don't necessarily need to cotton on. And as a breeder, I try to breed to the greatest genetics that are available to improve the breed in the Southern Hemisphere. But there's an opportunity. And what Tornado Valley presents to the rest of the breeders in Australia and in New Zealand is that there's an opportunity to breed a horse from your local mare to a colonial stallion, and now that we've got Vic Bred Pure to get a bonus that you've never thought of before, and we can actually take on the world's best. And Tornado Valley has taken on every breed over these 5 or 6 years that he's been racing in Australia and New Zealand, and he's beaten them. And the number of Group 1s and the journey that he's taken Mr. Jenkin on, and also Kate and Andy, is a dream they never would have thought of. To say that he was invited and was offered opportunities, yes, he was. He was number one on the card, and I might say unofficially, but you know where I'm coming from, to actually take a trip to Sweden to go to the Elite Lock. And Kate and Andy looked after the horse, and I agree, horses are first, because that's what we're all about in our racing. And they had the opportunity to travel the horse, but they thought that the best thing for the horse was to stay in the Southern Hemisphere and do what he does best, and that's race down here. And in Sweden, if this horse, or in Europe or in America, if this horse was achieving $1 million barrier, he would be front page news. And our media in the Southern Hemisphere and our race scribes in the Southern Hemisphere need to understand the deeds of what this horse has achieved. And in my opinion, he should be lauded and put on placards and billboards around the country, because he is a showpiece for our industry, and he is what should attract other entrepreneurial investors to our industry in the years to come.
And he's an endearing horse, not so much to, like some horses, a Sparkling Success. I think the crowds can really get into him because of Johnny Mead and all the rest. But you only have to see how Kate and Andy react around that horse to see how much he means to them and how much he means to their stable. And I don't mean that because he's their best horse. He means a lot more to that. When you see Kate and how she reacts after any win, he means so much more to them. And they've trained that many winners, you know, more winners than I'll ever dream of training.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, I think you need to understand, I'm not a horse trainer, but I understand the absolute joy and the celebration of success that you achieve, and you understandably should celebrate, because we all should celebrate our wins. We always knock the losses, but we all should celebrate our wins. But Tornado Valley should be lauded, as I said earlier, lauded not only in New Zealand where he was bred, but he should be showcased in Australian history. I mean, his performances and times over a long period, and to get offers and invitations to travel internationally and continually be knocked back for the animal husbandry reasons of the horse. I mean, he is a unique animal in our lifetime, and to be able to watch a horse of his calibre is something we should all in our industry be endeared to and watch closely, because they don't come along very often. $1 million horses don't arrive every day, and he should be celebrated and recognised, as should Kate and Andy and the previous owners in New Zealand and the breeders and everyone associated with this horse. They should all be celebrated for what they've been able to achieve in the Southern Hemisphere. And even if you go to the Northern Hemisphere, not a lot of horses win $1 million. And to do it in the Southern Hemisphere We should be telling New Zealand, not only telling New Zealand, but we should be extolling the virtues of this horse internationally, in Europe and in America. Not only as we export our product for our betting proposals and internationalising that opportunity, but we should be trying to attract entrepreneurial investors from the Northern Hemisphere to say, hey, you can come down to our yearling sales, you can buy a horse down here, and you can win $1 million and be on the world stage if the horse can travel and do what he needs to do. So I think that, you know, our industry has a unique opportunity to not take advantage of the horse, but to celebrate the deeds of Tornado Valley and ensure that we have a viable industry going forward.
I think everything you said is 100% right, and I've seen a lot of good trotters. I've been associated with quite a few of them as well. You've probably seen more. You're a much more devoted person. In Australia and New Zealand, where does this trotter stack up? I don't want to compare him to European horses, but where would he stack up in the top 10% that you've seen? I don't want you to say best or wherever, but where would he stack up from your point of view?
Oh, I think in the last 25 years, he'd be in the top 5 or 10 horses that have graced the track. There's some horses that grace the track for short periods of time who have sheer brilliance, but for whatever physical reason, they're unable to achieve the ultimate objective. This is a horse that's got stamina, speed, but he's got the internal fortitude, if you like, to push probably through adversity where other horses may not be able to achieve that outcome. I had the good fortune of travelling with Brent Lilly and Shawnee.
Yep.
And Jim Connolly, and we went up and had a look at, we were looking at weanlings up at Yebby Dam Farms today, and we walked in paddocks with Mr. Driscoll and Anton Galino. And as I said to somebody, if the six of us were all in one spot at one time, they're going to blow up the trotting industry in Australia. They had an opportunity to send in a bomb because we were all there in one spot. And that's no disrespect to everybody else. Please understand that we had a bit of a giggle. But we actually talked about where Tornado Valley fitted in Southern Hemispherical racing history. And we went back to Lyle Creek, who was bred in New Zealand, and he won a number of races, as we know, and travelled overseas. Then we went to Knight Pistol, and we talked about his overseas steeds and what he'd been able to achieve and do and Maori time. And then you look at the other good horses in the last 25 years, and we've been blessed. And so to nominate where Tornado Valley may fit is probably unfair to the others. It's a bit
tough.
And anybody talks about who's the best player you've seen the last 25 years in the AFL. The answer is they're all great players and they've all lived their time and they've all got a reason for being, and others have strengths and others have weaknesses. And this bloke, he's come back, and I rate him right up there because he's come back from adversity to win that Great Southern Star Heat final. And as I said earlier, I think that's one of the greatest training and horse feats that I've probably seen in my lifetime. For that horse to do what he did was just off the canvas. So it's just a great result. And for Bendigo Trotting Club to be able to attract him and Sparkling Success into the Aldebaran Park trot, I'm just tickled pink to be able to sponsor it. I'm absolutely delighted that I've been associated with John Mead and have a relationship with Tornado Valley, and to promote Sky Valley and Colonial Stallions is tomorrow night the opportunity to do all of that. And I think we all should take our hats off and celebrate the trotter just for a wee time, because I know the pacing people would love to have their day too. And so they should. But tomorrow night's all about, in my mind, Tornado Valley breaking that $1 million barrier. And if he does that, he should be front page news.
I think one thing too, a lot of people that may not be entrenched in the industry should be aware of is the fact that The Great Southern Star was over a mile. He won his heat. He backed up afterwards, so it's a tough race and all the rest. This race is over 2,650 metres, and it's a standing start. The adaptability of these horses, we say he can't travel, yet he can race in any race, which is just unique to him. And he's also won the Murray Mile at Bendigo, and I think the second fastest time ever recorded for that race, I think. I'll stand to be corrected on that. So, yeah. That race is at 9:10 tomorrow night. That's a Group 3, Aldebaran Park, Bendigo Trotters Cup. Look at the field. It's a great field. There's nothing. It's not the flagship race for Bendigo either. So don't forget the Aldebaran Park Murray Mile January race, but it's a time-honoured race as well. These are great races for Bendigo. Duncan, very quickly, if we can. You and I don't do quickly at all, but you must be wrapped, and like I wear many hats. APG, NZB, APTS, and no disrespect to the other mob, I don't want to get into an argument, but APTS, NZB, and Nutrien, the way these trotters sold this year must be sensational, Phillip, for you. How strong they've been, all three sales as far as selling trotters.
As people in the industry know, my advocacy is internationalisation of our sport. We need to become internationally relevant. The breeding deeds and the efforts by people in New Zealand and Australia to produce horses of global breeding statistic and genetical opportunity is second to none. As I've said on a number of occasions previously and in other interviews, we are the fastest growing herd population in Australia and New Zealand of trotters in the world. We need to understand where we are currently fitting. If you then go and look at the betting opportunities and the turnover and statistical outcomes of the product that we're exporting, we are leading the world in individual growth as far as turnover and interest in our sport is. If we then look at the opportunities that present themselves, a good horse here can go anywhere in the world. Testament to Maritime Sparkling Success, Tornado Valley. All those horses in the last 3 years have been invited to compete on the international stage. If we then look at the direction of the innovation provided by Harness Racing Victoria and the other jurisdictions with respect to promoting the trotter, and we come back to the Aurora Australis and the internationalisation of that trotting series, and I'm not going to steal anyone's thunder, but what they're going to announce in the next 3 to 4 weeks and promote in Sweden prior to the running of the Elite Mock at the end of May is second to none. The vision and the creativity of the marketing departments at Harness Racing Victoria and Harness Racing Australia need to be applauded. And I think that the benefactors of what we're going to see is going to be further investment in Southern Hemispherical trotting. To all the sales companies, they've all got their niches. To NZB, to APTS, APG, and to Nutrien. The prize money that's on offer for the juveniles and now 3-year-olds, and hopefully in the future, without saying too much, 4-year-old trotters in the Southern Hemisphere, the prize money pools are going to increase. I think the aggressive marketing strategy and the new strategies created by Harness Racing Victoria will see further opportunities for entrepreneurial investment in our sport. And I think once we start doing that and we concentrate on the ownership models and the opportunities for syndicates and for joint venture partners of ownership in our sport, these are the fundamentals that I think need to be pursued in the next 2 to 3 years. It's all right to produce record numbers with stallion service fees. It's all right to produce many more foals on the ground, but we've got to have people that are prepared to buy and invest in our sport. And I think that the next opportunity for HRV, HRA, and any jurisdiction in Australia and New Zealand is to promote investment, and that's investment by ownership. And Magic Millions have done it with the gallopers, and we need to understand and realise that if we've turned the tide and we're producing more foals and greater herd numbers, the next challenge for our industry is to promote ownership opportunities. And I think if we can achieve that in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to have massive growth, massive herd populations, and a self-funding sport through increased turnover and betting. And one thing feeds to the other, and I've got no doubt that our market share, which has diminished over the years, but was recently announced by Harness Racing Victoria, is growing by 0.5%, is definitely a positive move. And I know that the Victorian State Government and the national jurisdictions are delighted with the performance of the Big V and the way we're leading Australia in the future growth of our industry.
Couldn't agree more. One thing I loved recently at Nutrien, and I was working there, for once, you did not know when a trotting horse got above 50,000, you weren't guaranteed who was bidding on them. You had to look around at the room 2, 3, 4 years ago. Once it got above a certain price, you could nearly pick who was actually bidding on those horses. To see so many people trying to invest in these horses and buy in these horses, I know you opened you opened your wallet at two of the sales and purchased quite heavily. Both fillies, so that's eyeing off to the future. But just to be in a sales ring and to be looking around, trying to work out who is actually purchasing on these horses, was sensational. From a person who loves sales and loves the trotters, I just loved it. You actually had to try and scan to see who was the other person bidding against whoever it was.
But Paul, and our industry needs to understand one thing. The message that then sends to the Studmasters of Stallions in the Northern Hemisphere, whether they be in Canada, America, whether they be in France or in Sweden, where we're all penetrating, they're all penetrable markets that we're all looking at. That sends a clear message to the rest of the world that people in Australia are prepared to spend good money and invest in good stallions and in good stock to improve the genetical breed of our industry. And that message that gets sent is send more quality semen to the Southern Hemisphere. Because if you're prepared to invest in our industry, our entrepreneurial and other investors are prepared to pay the money. So the Studmasters in Europe can get a return on their investment. The breeder and the stallion owner get a return on their investment. And then ultimately, for the increase in prize money and the reshaped and revamped strategy that Harness Racing Victoria will announce probably in the next 6 to 8 weeks with respect to prize money and the calendar, we can then see that there's an opportunity for the investors in our industry, which are the owners, to get a return on their investment. So when you get a return on investment in every way, shape and form, including the betting organisations that are prepared to back our industry and punt on us, then I think there's 5 revenue streams and everyone's a winner. And if everyone's a winner, then we move forward. And I think it's probably the first time in probably 15 years or 20 years that 5 different revenue streams of individual investors in our sport can actually sit there and now say, as a result of the sales that have been achieved in Australia and New Zealand in 2021, that there's an opportunity now to move the industry forward and create all the opportunities that we've aspired to. And it's credit to the horse owners, the trainers, the drivers, the stable hands, the food merchants. Everyone in our industry is pulling the same rope. And if we can send that message to the other side of the world, come and invest in Australia, then we've got an opportunity to do what we're aspiring to achieve.
I love your passion. You're the most passionate person going with the Trotters. I was privy, because I was doing a little bit of work for Nutrien, I actually come across Brett Coffey prior to it, so I actually knew what they were looking for, if you like, going forward in the sales. And I was actually then standing just in front of them when they were bidding for this horse, and I must say Brett did have a little bit of a shake to the finger. But one of the great joys I got out of it from a harness racing purist point of view was Alan Galloway standing behind him and saying, "Nah, go again, go again." And then the smile on Alan Galloway's face, a man that's probably been removed a little bit, especially from the trotter and the harness racing, I suppose, spotlight. He's always been there. Alabar's always been there. But Alan was a founder and took that little bit of a step back. But now for him to put his foot forward, you know, and his hand up like he did, it was just great joy to watch. And their aim with that horse going forward. They haven't just bought that horse to hopefully be a nice racehorse. Like, they have got a 10, 20-year plan with that horse going forward. And that is sensational that people are planning that far ahead with a trotter.
Credit to Alabar and credit to Alan and the team. It's always when you invest in a trotter or any young horse, it's a sceptical investment. As we all know, a lot of things can happen with horses between when the day that the hammer falls down and the day that you get that horse into the breeding barn. And if you statistically look at the number of horses that have done that transition successfully in colonial racing in here in the last 20 years, you can nearly count them on your hand. So they've made a major play and a major investment in our industry. I bode them all very well, and I hope that it's a success. But I'm sure there are a number of other owners and other people in the industry that all reckon they've got the next stallion as well. and I think that attitude that we have, or they have, or others may have, that we've all got the next stallion, is exactly the promotion of what our sport needs down here. And without the Alan Galloways, without the Ken Breckens, and without other breeders and others in our industry, we wouldn't be where we are now, nor would we be creating the competition to potentially purchase what one may think, in the eyes of one beholder, an opportunity for sustainment for the next 15 to 20 years. And I think that is exactly what the mandate of Harness Racing Victoria has been. It's about promoting trotting, not only to our internal market, but with greater opportunity to the rest of the world. And I know for a fact that people that invest in Aldebaran Park and our other horses, and we've got, as you know well now, we've got Finnish and we've got Swedish and we've got European, American, Canadian and other investors in our product. that we have, they were all watching and they're all keen, and they are now starting to take that we have the opportunity, or they have the opportunity down here to invest. And I sincerely hope that other people after this, and not only this sale, but there's been other sales where we've had horses go 80, 90,000, and it's becoming commonplace, as you said earlier. And when we start doing that, then there's every opportunity that with the aura of sales and the internationalisation and the opportunities to bring people down here to compete in the GSS and so on, that I reckon in 2 or 3 years' time, commonplace might be that there may be up to 8 to 10 trotters achieving results of more than $100,000 in the sale ring. If I go back and look at what the Magic Millions did, that was their vision. That's what they've tried to create. And I think there's a model there that all we need to do is simply not follow the model, but be innovative and understand what we can achieve, not only from a domestic perspective, but introduction to the rest of the world. And it's just as important for us to be able to export some of our products and compete on the other side of the world. And I'm hoping that in the next 2 to 3 years, there are other opportunities that were offered to Maritime and Sparkling Success and to Tornado Valley. I'm hoping the next 2 to 3 years, there's a couple of opportunities for Southern Hemispherical horses to go and race on the world stage. And you couple all that together, and then we're really humming. And, you know, it's just an exciting time to be involved in the industry. And the passion of the trotters and the pacers. I mean, the pacers are braining them up in America, as we know from New Zealand and Australia. And the world's our oyster, and we've just got to make sure that we're programming opportunities for these horses to do their best and show the rest of the world what we can achieve.
You're no deal, because you're hoping Alan Galloway may have bought the next Siring Superstar or the likes, or someone else may have at that sale, or the other two sales, the APT or the NZB, any of those sales, because you bought fillies. So you're just waiting to find out who's the smartest one, and you're going to send your fillies to one of their stands.
Well, there's a number of things about fillies. I mean, a bit like Alan. I mean, when we go to the sales, we try and find a genetic that we think that can enhance what we're doing. And one of the mandates we have at Albert Baron Park is to try and produce the best genetics possible. And whether that's importing mares in foal, there's no secret that Maori Time's got a colt on the ground and she's up there for 3 foals, and the 4th foal when she's impregnated and pregnant, she's coming home. And Fred Cruz and Elizabeth Cruz and myself are very keen to bring her home to the best possible stallion in the Northern Hemisphere. We've just got 2 foals. Two of our broodmares in Sweden are in foal to Who's Who's won his last 2. He's one of the best sons of Maharaja, and our relationship with Menhammer is continuing to strengthen. And then in genetically in America, we've got some Chapter 7 fillies that have never been produced in the Southern Hemisphere. So we will continue to strive to produce genetics down here that create opportunities for the breeding industry. And as I say to them at the farm, whilst, you know, quote unquote, we might collect the highest genetic breed we can, we also need to be respectful, and we need to move some of our genetics back into the industry. And there's opportunities for people in Australia, and particularly probably in Victoria, to purchase some or acquire some of the brood mares that we have a certain number of horses that we want to maintain and a certain level, and there's opportunities going to present themselves. And I'm hoping that some of the breeders in Victoria and around Australia will recognise that there's some genetics that may become available over the next 2 to 5 years that should be grabbed. They've got great opportunities to add to the genetic breed in the Southern Hemisphere. And the more we breed, and the greater the genetic pool or the gene pool, then the greater attraction it is for others in the Northern Hemisphere to send semen down here. And to go back onto what you said for colonial stallions, look, Alan and Alavara fought theirs. We've got a foal on the ground who's a Muscle Hill, foal to Elder Baron Walkabout, who won a group race in America. So we think we've got one coming, and I'm sure that there are probably 4 or 5 other breeders, including Emilio and Pat Driscoll and others, that reckon they've all got stallions on their property. Now, the exciting part about that is it's not about how many of us that think we've got them. The thing is that I reckon we have them. And I think that there's going to be some groundbreaking and some reshaping of the thought processes and where the rest of the world fits with us. And credit to all those individuals. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of time investing in it, and the benefactors are going to be everybody else in our industry. So, mate, I take my hat off to all those that are prepared to throw caution to the wind and do whatever they can to lift Australian trotting onto the world stage. And we're there. All we've got to do is realise it and continue to invest and create other opportunities for investors.
We could talk all night. I'm happy. We do. We said we wouldn't go for an hour. 36 minutes we've gone for so far, so I don't want to hold you any longer. Was there anything else that you wanted to say in any way, just in with everything that is going trotting at the minute?
No, I just think I really hope that people in our industry tune in. I hope that, you know, I do hope that Tornado Valley wins the Aldebaran Park Bendigo Trotters Cup tomorrow night, and that we can showcase Sky Valley and his deeds on the night. I mean, that's probably a little bit selfish, but when all the stars align and you get that opportunity, then to reflect on the investment that we at Aldebaran Park have made, the work that Danny and Melinda Thackeray and the team at Aldebaran Park put in, it's a reward that we should savour. It's a reward that the industry should savour. And I think that if Tornado Valley does that tomorrow night, then I think that's going to be one of the most memorable moments in Southern Hemispherical trotting in the last probably decade. And it won't stand aside the deeds of what he did in the Great Southern Star, but the Great Southern Star victories have propelled him to achieve this objective. So $1 million earner, we should be singing from the rafters. So well done to everybody. Thank you, Paul, for your continued support of our industry. And I have no doubt that Harness Racing Victoria and Dale Brown and his executive team have got some really exciting news that will, not only for the trotters, but for the rest of our industry in the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, that will whet everyone's appetite for success. So it's great times in harness racing.
I love all positivity. You know that. I love the trotters. I have a bigger soft spot for the trotters. Have a soft spot for Bendigo, and I'm very upset that I won't be there tomorrow night. It's a prior engagement that I cannot get out of and will not get out of, because if I'm booked early, I go to those. So, I'd love to be alongside you with just seeing the joy of that happening, as well as, I mean, Kate and Andy. So I think it's going to be something terrific to remember. Kirsten Graham will be there doing track Trots Vision. So make sure you tune in there to Kirsten. I think Daniel Hibbert is doing it with her. So they will give you all the great footage as well. Kirsten's a long-term committee man. How am I going? Committee person. If she's watched to this point, she'll be ready to knock me on the noggin. She will do it all the justice it deserves. There's no problems there at all. And she loves the trotters as well. Well done, mate. Thank you very much for your time. We could talk for zonks.
Thank you.
Keep these trotters going yourself. And as you said, Emilio, Pat, Alan Galloway, Jim, the butts are in town. It's the trotters are the way up. Get a trotter. If you haven't got one, you only have to look at Kate Hargraves and Alex Ashwood, what they were able to achieve last year. They were buying them. Just get yourself a trotter, and you never know where you'll end up, mate. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time, and good luck tomorrow night, buddy.
Thanks, mate. We're hot to trot at Aldebaran Park, and fresh as best, mate, all the time.
Fresh as appropriate right at the minute. Thanks, Duncan.
Good on you.